Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's talk a little hockey with the Hurricanes head coach Rod Brind'Amour in advance of the Canes and the Blackhawks. So no Piotr today. So I guess we're going to get a rerun of Spencer Martin, which isn't bad considering he just played so well against Vegas. Is this just an illness for Peter?
Yeah, he wasn't feeling great this morning. They're not going to put somebody in there. It's not feeling great.
Right.
So go back with Spencer.
Makes your decision even easier considering how well he played in Vegas.
Yeah. No, listen, he's been good. And, you know, and it's really no decision for me. We got a guy that's not 100%, and we got a guy that's playing well. It's pretty easy.
It's a pretty remarkable story, this Spencer Martin experience. It's really one of the reasons, I guess, sports is like the greatest drama that we have. How do you sum up what this whole thing probably has been for him?
Yeah, it's hard to sum it up. I mean, he's been on a couple different teams here this year. Not coming here. Obviously, you knew the situation with our goalies being injured. And kind of, I think he's probably wondering the timeline and what's going to happen. And we're just kind of going day by day. And so he's... when he's asked to call, been called upon, he's done a great job, and we're going to need it again tonight.
So, I mean, not to think too far ahead, but at some point, Antti Raanta is going to be ready, and Freddie Andersen is going to be ready, and you can carry three goalies now, but you can't carry four. Has anybody done the math there?
Well, until it becomes an issue, right now we got one and a half. So, we get four, that'd be a great problem to have.
All right, so let me get to Jesperi Kotkaniemi. It wasn't his goal, but he was a part of the goal that made it 3-1. Can that be something that maybe triggers a resurgence in his game?
Well, I hope so. I think if you look at the goal, it's kind of how we would want it done, which was, with him shooting the puck a little more.
Yep.
Because he got a good shot. I think he gets caught up in trying to be, too cute or making, fancy plays. That's really not his game. It just hasn't been there for that game, hasn't been there, but I haven't seen. So, I think he's a big body that we know that has a hell of a shot. So, hopefully that just jump starts the way we want him to play and, get some results out of it.
All right, let me go to Seth Jarvis. What's the difference in him from his rookie season to today?
I think confidence. I think. And not just his ability, but confidence in him knowing the league and kind of how to play the game. I think he came in real raw, and now he has a way better understanding of the NHL game, but also the Hurricane game and what's expected of him. So I think that's been the major change. You certainly see an athlete out there who's very, very confident in what he's doing.
How has the change in his body helped his game?
Well, I think naturally just getting stronger is going to help anybody. I know everyone says he's put in a lot of work and that, but I think just that's part of it. But I think just getting older, you come in as a teenager, your body's not there yet, and he's naturally just growing. And when you add the work to it, that helps.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
and that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Talking to Rod Brind'Amour in advance of the Canes and the Blackhawks tonight. I asked you if whether or not Jack Drury was ahead of where you thought he might be, but I'm going to ask a similar question about Seth. When you saw him as a rookie, did you envision the two-way play that he is giving you? The goal was shorthanded, but he's such a huge part of your kill. He goes out with Jordan Staal. He wins defensive zone faceoffs occasionally anyway. Did you envision this for him a few years ago?
No, I don't think that part of it. I think that the big concern, the offense, yes. I would probably even, I'd say, not surprised at all at the offense. Maybe even thought we'd get more, to be honest, because you could see the talent there.
Yeah.
But we knew there was a big learning curve on the defensive side of things, and he's picked it up. And at the end of the day, playing defense is just the willingness to do it. And I think everybody understands it. It's just, are you willing to do it all the time? And that's what makes, you know, the 200-foot player effective. And that's what he's becoming.
I think he absolutely relishes it. I think there are certain players you could tell relish responsibility. There is a responsibility in playing as much as he does. You were an 18-year-old rookie. Granted, the circumstances weren't necessarily the same. But what do you think it's like to be Connor Bedard?
Well, yeah, you're right. A lot different. But I think it's, you know, the world's just all his, right? There's just no downside. Nothing. You make a mistake, nobody cares. They're just giving you the green light to just play and, you know, be creative and do all the things that, you know, that he can do, and don't worry about the mistakes. And, you know, I think at some point they'll probably start hatching down on that. But right now it's just go, go, go. And if somebody, you know, you got lots of ice, and it's just, it's probably a pretty comforting feeling being him. That's for sure.
Yeah. And he's already had to deal with a pretty major injury like Connor McDavid did. Early in his career as well. Peter Mrazek is going to be in net, it looks like, for Chicago. And I think when we see Mrazek wearing 34 in net in PNC Arena, it brings back a lot of memories for Hurricanes fans. What's your memory of Peter Mrazek as a Hurricane?
A lot of good memories. You know, I thought he was a great Hurricane, and you know, especially, you know, that series win in against Washington, I think, kind of put us back on track, and he was a huge part of that, right, that whole season. So, you know, we love Peter. You know, obviously business is business, and he moved on. He's a quality goalie.
All right, final thing. Give me a letter grade for how you think your team is playing right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we've done some good things. I think a little off, so maybe a B somewhere in there. You know, I didn't love our game in Vegas, but I loved that after the first period. We kind of we just at least got back to, you know, a little more our type of game. You know, Arizona game was what it was. Dallas game was actually pretty good. We didn't get the win, but I thought we played probably our best game in a while. So it's just kind of been a little bit up and down, but you're also playing some pretty quality opponents there too. So, you know, and it was a tough road trip. So overall, probably B. I'd like to see us get up to that A+, you know, where we want to be.
Yeah, I thought after the first period, I thought for the most part it was pretty good. wasn't amazing, but it was pretty good after the first period. And the good thing, Spencer Martin was in net, especially for the last 10 minutes. He was dynamite. Look forward to seeing this whole thing play out tonight. Appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, Connor Bedard's at PNC Arena tonight, and we'll get the second straight start for Spencer Martin.
Yeah.
A lot of people were calling. They should let him start on Monday and then let Pyotr Kochetkov take care of Florida on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
My question would have been, well, why can't he play both?
Yeah.
I mean, should be able to play both.
Right.
So, but if he can't play tonight, then, yeah. Hopefully he'll be up to speed on Thursday. Unless, of course, Spencer Martin balls out tonight, in which case
hope for.
Let him run.
I know. It's going to be exciting to see Connor Bedard, too, on the ice, like in the flesh.
In a football helmet, almost. That's fine.
Yes. Good,
look, anytime you get to see that kind of
talent.
Oh, my gosh. He is
insane.
He has one of those futures. Mm-hmm. Chicago, I thought they were going to be better set up, not to compete like for a playoff spot, but to not be just Connor Bedard. It does kind of feel like it's just Connor Bedard. There's some other good players. Filip Kurashev is good. Jason Dickinson scored the game-winning goal the other night and actually leads them in goals. But Bedard is kind of alone.
Yeah, that's it. He doesn't even have support around him to help keep him protected so he doesn't have to wear a football helmet.
Well, that was kind of a weird thing. I saw the injury that where he has suffered a broken jaw. It wasn't even a big hit.
Yeah.
It's just a case of being caught in the wrong spot, right? So hopefully he'll be through that, and hopefully it won't hurt the Hurricanes tonight.
Exactly.
We don't want Connor Bedard to score four goals.
I just want to see him on there for like 60 seconds.
And get off.
And
then
bye.
Get off. And then get ill.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't wish illness or anything like that on anybody.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.